This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Lok Sabha today passed the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The legislation incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and seizure of properties of convicted offenders. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said, "The new bill is a reaffirmation of the government's commitment to safeguard the welfare of students and youth." Dr. Singh criticized Leader of the Opposition, Rahul Gandhi, for using unparliamentary language, calling it inappropriate and unfortunate. Replying to Mr. Gandhi's accusation against Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Dr. Singh said that the government repeatedly clarified that no shots were fired and only tear gas was used. He said since no shots were fired, the question of issuing an order does not arise, as the authority to issue such an order rests with the magistrate, not the minister. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju strongly objected to the remarks of Rahul Gandhi and demanded that he should apologize in the House for his remarks. Earlier participating in the discussion, Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said that the students' protest on the NEET issue was not violence or hatred, but a deep expression of the youth, and all political parties must respect this expression. The House also witnessed two brief adjournments during the discussion. After the passage of the bill, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till tomorrow. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The proposed legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jan Gan Man. Later, the upper house was adjourned for the day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah spoke with Assam Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma and reviewed the ongoing relief efforts in the wake of the devastating floods in Upper Assam. In a social media post, the Assam Chief Minister said, "Union Home Minister inquired about the situation on the ground and assured that the centre will continue to provide all necessary assistance for relief, restoration and rebuilding in the flood-affected areas." However, Odisha continues to grapple with a rapidly escalating flood emergency as swollen rivers inundate vast stretches, displacing thousands and disrupting normal life across several districts. IMD has forecast very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh and Vidarbha for the day. At least 40 people were killed and dozens injured in Pakistan-occupied Jammu Kashmir, or POJK, after a brutal crackdown by Pakistani forces amid escalating unrest in the region. Citing reports, the United Kashmir People's National Party today alleged that several others were injured and arbitrarily arrested between 27th and 28th of this month in Rawalkot, Mirpur and other areas of the occupied territory. India has strongly condemned recent attacks on several maritime vessels in the Strait of Hormuz, saying targeting of commercial shipping and civilian infrastructure in the region must end. Permanent representative of India to the UN, Parvathaneni Harish, said, after a brief pause in the ongoing conflict in the region, there has been a worrying resumption of attacks and escalation of hostilities. President Draupadi Murmu today met a group of artists of Indian traditional art forms and witnessed their work at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. 12 artists representing art forms such as Banaras murals, Thanka, Nayaka, Keral mural, Basoholi, Surpur and Mysore are staying at the Rashtrapati Bhavan under the Artists in Residence program. In Jammu and Kashmir, the traditional holy maze or Chhadi Mubarak was ceremoniously taken out from the historic Dashnami Akhada at Maisuma in Srinagar today on the occasion of Ashar Purnima. The ceremony marks the beginning of its annual journey to the holy Sri Amarnath Ji cave shrine. International Tiger Day is being observed today to raise awareness about tiger conservation, protect natural habitats and address the declining numbers of wild tigers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings on the occasion, saying India is home to 70% of the global tiger population. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 1% higher today. Sensex surged 889 points to close at 77,655. And that is the end of this news bulletin.